This week on Pet Tips, we're going to talk about traveling with a pet. Just like you wouldn't throw your two-year-old in the car without some forethought, traveling with a pet should also involve a bit of planning. Traveling can be stressful for pets, and if you're not careful, dangerous as well. First of all, it's best to work up to the trip gradually. Introduce your pet to a parked car several times initially and give them lots of encouragement and treats to create a positive experience. For pets that are persistently anxious, mild anti-anxiety medications can make the experience much less stressful. Does your pet suffer from motion sickness? This doesn't have to be a problem, as there are a number of really effective and safe products that can entirely prevent nausea. Also, it's best to feed a smaller meal the day of travel and not offer any additional food until you've reached your destination. Water, preferably brought from home, should be provided in small amounts at any stops. Pets should be secured in the vehicle to avoid being injured in the event of an accident and so as not to create a distraction for the driver. It's not only illegal, but extremely unsafe for dogs to travel loose in the back of a truck, and even those that are on a short tether can be seriously hurt in the event of a sudden stop. Instead, use a well-ventilated crate or carrier. Pets should never be left unattended in a vehicle. They can get into trouble and also quickly overheat, even in moderate weather. Finally, put together a travel kit that includes food, water, motion sickness medications, travel documents such as health and vaccination certificates, and other essentials. Make sure your pet has an ID tag on its collar and a registered microchip in case they should wander off. Travel across state or country lines may require some additional documentation. Check the state website or national consulate for the current requirements. With a little planning, traveling with your pet can be much safer and less stressful for everyone involved. This is Dr. Joel Kahn from Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. I'll be back next week with more pet tips. For more information, visit us online at pismobeachvet.com or come see us at 990 Price Street, Pismo Beach. We're open 7 days a week.